The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Chapter 13 and reading from verse 31. In this passage we see Jesus giving the disciples the new commandment. This was after he had finished doing the servant act of washing their feet. Now for the reading, John 13. And reading from verse 31. When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning the topic is prejudice, and that's something that I think we all can relate to, not because we ourselves might be prejudiced against others, but you know what, it would be kind of difficult for any one of us to claim that we are not without prejudice, but the prejudice is such a large part of the ills of our society in which we live, wherever we live. So it is not peculiar to any one society, to any one people, or any particular nation. Prejudice is a sin that besets and bedevils every individual. The subject out of the text taken from Acts chapter 11, verses 1 to 18, is a new understanding brings change. And the point is that though we have, all of us, our own prejudices, which sometimes can set up walls and prevent us from coming into meaningful relationship with others, that when we come into new understandings of things, of people, of ideas, that change can happen. It is truly said that the only constant in life is change. Perhaps it is almost equally true that change is more often than not resisted. Humans are creatures of habit. They become comfortable in their ways and settled in doing things and in their thinking and life generally. These things, like our thinking, our ways, and our life, become so firmly fixed that comprehending, thinking, acting in ways different from those settled on is very difficult, if not near impossible. Change does not come easy. Remember that? There is a real danger that attends this attitude. We become closed to other ways, to other possibilities, to other people. And that closed nest could even deteriorate into intolerance and, worst, prejudice. The good news is change is possible. And change happens when some new understanding breaks in and we see differently. The reading from Acts of the Apostles chapter 11 verses 1 to 18 shows how the breaking in of new understanding changes people, changes their ways of thinking, of acting, and their life generally. When new understanding breaks in, the old ways very often gives way to new ways. The old goes out of the door, hopefully never to return. And this is what the Judean Christians learn. Up to this point, they still hold to the old ways, to their old worldview, their old way of understanding themselves and understanding other people, of understanding God and God's way with them and with other people. And what is this worldview? What is this way we're talking about that caused this kind of closedness among them? It is this. Even though they were Christians, remember, Christianity came out of the Jewish faith, and they still hold to the old view that they were the chosen people, which they were. But that chosenness separated them in such a way that they looked upon others as not only different, but inferior. So the Gentiles, and there were two broad divisions of human beings among the Jews. You are either a Jew, and if you're not a Jew, you're a Gentile. So they view all those who were not one of them, all Gentiles, as outsiders. They were outside the commonwealth of Israel. They were outside the call and chosenness of God. They were the uncircumcised. There was a name for those who were not part of that special community. We read in Acts chapter 11, verse 3. This is how they were described. I'll read from verse 2 so you get an understanding of the criticism that was being leveled here. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers criticized him, saying, "Why did you go to the uncircumcised men and eat with them? Why did you have fellowship with these people?" That's anathema. They are the other. They are unclean. They are the uncircumcised. We read in verse 8 and 9, Peter's own word, as he looked upon this vision in which God sent down animals, clean and unclean. But this is a parable, this is a vision that speaks not of eating meat, but it is of human beings. So when God sent down this sheet with all these animals in it and said to Peter, "Kill and eat," Peter said, no, I don't put any unclean food into my mouth. This is what Peter says. I read verses 8 and 9. "But I reply," this is Peter explaining the vision to those who criticized him, "I replied, 'By no means, Lord, for nothing profane or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' But the second time the voice answered from heaven, 'What God has made clean, you must not call profane.'" This vision was about all human being, and none must be called unclean or profane. It was a vision that was preparing Peter to go to a Gentile home. So there was a way of seeing the other, a way of understanding them as not part of our community. They are the others outside of our circle. And this is what prejudice does to us. It makes us prejudge, as the word itself tells us. Makes us prejudge people without knowing them personally or experiencing them directly. Peter nor the Jews did not have any intermingling with those outside their communities. All their judgments and their opinions of them was based upon their understanding of them as outsiders. Our feelings, our opinions, our thoughts, and our actions towards people are shaped by prejudice. And what this does is that it builds walls. There's a story of Mahatma Gandhi, who had great interest in being a Christian. Mahatma Gandhi loved Jesus. In fact, the teaching, the Sermon on the Mount, was treasured by Mahatma Gandhi. And one day he wanted to go to church, and he did turn up to the church. What happened? The usher at the door said to him, "You should go and worship with those of your own kind." And Mahatma Gandhi said, "So, even in the Christian faith you have caste? So why should I leave Hinduism, which is a caste system religion, and enter another caste system religion?" Mahatma Gandhi, of course, did not ever become a Christian. Go worship with your own kind. That's what our prejudice does. It builds wall between ourselves and others. We prejudge them without even knowing who they are, or experiencing them, coming into a relationship with them. I can share one of my own experience that my prejudice was at work. When I was doing a certain course in my training for the ministry, I worked in a hospital. And one day I knocked at the door of this gentleman who was on my list to visit. And I looked in and I said, "Chaplain here to visit." He looked at me directly, piercing blue eyes, stern face. "Not now, I am busy." Simple words that took on a different meaning in my interpretation based upon my experience. And I began to think, rejection. Why doesn't he want to see me? Is it because I am black? Why doesn't he want to see me? Is it because he's not religious and I'm religious? Why was he so gruff and abrupt with me? And I began to have all kinds of thoughts. Of course, it was my own prejudice that was building upon a certain momentary experience. From that time on, it was difficult for me to go to that particular gentleman to visit, because I was afraid he might reject me again based upon what I think was operating. My color, my religion, I don't know. But that is what I thought. And the next time I went to his door and I knocked, he said, come on in. "I apologize, I'm sorry that the other day when you came I couldn't visit you. I was expecting the nurse to come in and do some things for me. And I was a little short, but my humble apologies." And he was all apologetic. We had a very good conversation. And from that time, whenever I visit him, we always had good conversations. But that's what prejudice does. It makes us form opinions and feelings and think thoughts about people that are not true, about ideas, about things that are not true. And we hold on to them and build a whole big story and a whole big wall out of them that prevents us from moving towards others or others moving towards us. You see, prejudice is not genetic. It's not built into our genes. God did not build us with prejudice into our blood. It is a learned behavior. It is something that is passed on from one generation to the next or from one person to the next. It is something that we take to ourselves along the way in life. And because it is not something that is built into us by nature, by God creating us, but something that we learn, we can unlearn those kinds of behaviors. And that is what we see happening in the story with Peter and the Judean Christians. They learned that their prejudice was something that was not consistent with the way God works. It was not consistent with being in Christ. It was not consistent in being in this new life that God calls us into in Christ Jesus. This new life in which we are made new creation, this new life in which Paul declares in Galatians and other parts of the scriptures, for there's therefore now no distinction between us, Jew nor Gentiles, male nor female, slave nor free, for we are all one in Christ. That understanding of the faith, that understanding of themselves as the people of Christ will break in upon them in this story. And they will be open up to a new thing that God is doing among them. So what? They criticized Peter because Peter ate with the Gentile Christians. Why did you go to those people and eat with them? Why did you go to the uncircumcised men and eat with them? Don't you know that is not the thing to do? But God is about to break into their lives and break all those barriers down. So what happened? Peter tells them of his experience. God gave me a vision. And in this vision, God showed me all these animals. And as I explained at the beginning what happened. And I went to their home, the home of this man. And I ate with them. I had fellowship with them. So Peter's attitude, because Peter himself had that kind of outlook, was broken down. His prejudice was broken down by God giving him a vision and speaking to him of what it really is. How he should understand the mission of God to all people and understand human beings. Not that you are different and there is distinction. There is no distinction, in fact, Peter was able to proclaim. That's how Peter came to be changed. Because God gave him a vision of the new way. But Peter now gives the Judean Christians an understanding of the way. He explained to them. That is what we hear here in Acts chapter 11. And Peter began to explain to them step by step of the process that led him up to eating and fellowshipping with these Christians. And what was the response? Very amazing response. Hear what it says here. When they heard this, all that Peter said to them, they were silenced. And they praised God, saying, then God has given even to the Gentiles, the repentance that leads to life. So it was Peter's explanation now. It was a new understanding imparted to them by Peter. It was Peter's edification of them, of what God's will is in this new community called the people of Christ. And so they gave God praise. They were changed. And so that's the thing. When new understanding breaks in upon us, the old way gives way. We come to see differently. We come to regard people, things, and ideas differently, because we now stand from a different position looking at those things. Not from a position of prejudice, but from a position of openness caused by new understanding. New understanding does bring change. God's Holy Spirit is always working in us to bring about change in our lives and in the church. We look around us, we look into us, and we may see things that need to change our attitudes, our feelings, our thinking. Let us be open to God's Spirit moving towards us, opening new vistas, opening new visions, opening new ways, so that we might understand differently and embrace others, even in their differences or their differentness. New understanding brings change. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keeps our hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of Christ. Amen.